This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. It could be far more expensive to buy an electric vehicle in Colorado next year. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's in part thanks to President-elect Donald Trump.
Colorado has its own $5,000 tax credit to cut the cost of EVs. The discount was already scheduled to drop to $3,500 next year. On top of that, Trump's transition team has signaled plans to eliminate a federal EV tax credit worth up to $7,500. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis says the decision would result in higher prices for consumers and eliminate a policy helping create jobs in the U.S. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will pay hundreds of female faculty members back pay. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports that the total agreement is about $4.5 million.
After Colorado passed an equal pay for equal work law, CU Boulder conducted an equity review in 2021. That led to the university adjusting women's salaries to be in line with their male counterparts. But it didn't give back pay. The new settlement means 386 female faculty members will get that back pay, attorney Madeline Collison.
I really hope that all the other universities follow suit and do these pay equity analyses.
CU Boulder said it's committed to fair and equitable pay. It will also conduct regular, transparent reviews every 3 years. A state judge has to approve the agreement. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Parents are reacting to Denver Public Schools' lists of potential closures. Chelsea Moore is the mother of a student in the district. She says the Denver School of Innovation and Sustainable Design has provided a safe environment for her queer and neurodivergent son.
There aren't schools that provide everything that this small school does. They've done an amazing job of creating this safe space and this learning environment here. There are schools that provide some of those things, but not all of them.
The school is now on the chopping block as the Denver School Board looks for ways to save money and get ahead of declining enrollment trends. District officials will vote this week on which schools will close. Read more on this story at denverite.com. You are listening to CPR News. It's 8:06.